You're listening to our girls basketball preview program on Sports Radio 92.3 FM, WOSQ Spencer Marshfield, and WOSQFM.com, as well as ZalesskiSports.com. With Jason Zaleski, I'm Gene Delisio at Nuts Deep 2 North in Spencer, talking with girls basketball coaches from throughout central Wisconsin about their upcoming seasons. And there is a new girls basketball coach this year at Auburndale High School. Josh Nagel takes over that position for Dale Owie. Josh, thanks for joining us, and good to have you with us on our program this evening.
Thanks for inviting me.
And let's talk about, first of all, the circumstances that brought you to the head coaching job this year.
Coach Owie stepped down, and it was probably early summer, midsummer, and I decided to throw my hat in the ring just to try it out. Of course, I've got a daughter who's a sophomore, and I've coached that sophomore group for a number of years, probably since fourth grade. So I thought I might as well try this. I was an assistant on the boys' side for a few years with Mr. Anderson and Mr. Weinfurter, and I thought I could maybe help these girls out here this year, and so far, so good.
Well, glad to hear that. Your ball club is playing pretty well so far this season, off to a 2-0 start. Tell us about those first couple of ball games this year.
I would have never expected to come out like that. That Amherst game here a couple weeks ago, I was just in awe of the tenacity our girls played with on defense and the execution on offense. And like I said, we did that on 7 days of practice, essentially learning a new offense, newer set plays, and the way they came out and took care of business was unbelievable. I couldn't ask for a better start to the season, and we continued it up with another nice win against Wausau Newman a week later. And of course, we missed Stratford because they were at the state football championships, and congratulations to Coach Tubbs as well as Coach Sins for bringing more titles back to, it's not really the Marrowood in football, but it's the Marrowood.
Well, tell us about some of the changes that you have been making on the ball club this year.
We went back to kind of the same system I ran when I was a player for Coach Anderson, just that three-out, two-in motion offense. We went back to just a simple man-to-man, force them to the outside defense, and the girls are grasping that, and we're slowly building each day.
Do you find that offense these days may be a bit unusual? You see so many teams with five out, at least four out, and you've only got three out. That's kind of a conservative look, but it's not something you really see too much of anymore.
No, it's not, and that was one thing I was kind of concerned with, because I did, in middle school with the sophomore group, we did run that five-out offense, and they did all right with it. But I was noticing we were putting the ball on the floor too much, and that was getting us in trouble. And our turnovers were a little bit higher than what I'd like. So we went back to just coming off screens, making defenses fight through screens, and let's work for two games. We'll see.
Okay. Well, tell us about some of the young ladies on your ball club this year and where they fit in for you.
Well, we've got three seniors, Taylor Anderson, Maya Krings, and Lily Gruby. And they're kind of at a disadvantage. They're coming in trying to pick up on something essentially new, but they're doing a great job with it. Their leadership has been great in the locker room. They're really positive with the girls and, you know, just taking them by the hand and showing them what needs to be done. I've got three juniors, Sydney Wolf and Kylie Anderson and Katie Brunton came back out, and they're picking up right where they left off. And then that sophomore group's a big group, and they've all saw substantial minutes from a year ago, and that's kind of helping. You know, last year I think they had to go through some growing pains, and this year it's making some sense here at the varsity level, just with the speed and the strength of other teams. They had to play catch up with that, and so far it's working.
Any difficulties that coaches have in mixing classes like that? We got a wide range of girls from different classes on a ball club.
One would think, but it's went relatively smoothly so far. Mm-hmm. And maybe I don't know everything behind the scenes, but on the surface it looks okay. And with our past two performances, it doesn't seem to be an issue. And hopefully it's not. These girls are character girls. They're stand-up girls. They're just a nice group of kids, and I think they like each other. And when you genuinely like each other and give of yourself, you get more back in return. And so far, that's the case.
What are some areas where the ball club looks like they can do pretty well this year?
I was hoping inside we're pretty long. We've got a couple of girls that are 5'10", a couple that are 5'9", some that are 5'8", and for a Division IV school, that's some substantial length. And our outside shooting has taken off a lot better than I would have imagined. We're shooting almost 41 or 42% as a team from beyond the three-point line, and hopefully that continues.
I would imagine that you wouldn't be playing a three out, two in if you didn't have some pretty good players on the inside. Tell us how you try to utilize the inside game this year.
Well, we've got quite a few returning players from last year's team. Maya Katzenberger is a dominant player, can be a dominant player. She's not entirely healthy right now. I think she's battling an illness. Breely Grimm came back, and she's another one of those sophomores that can play the inside. And we got Oriah Harrison, a transfer from Abbotsford, who's a 5'10 athlete. Sydney Wolf is back from last year's team. She's 5'9". So we've got a plethora of inside players that we kind of want to keep them on the court together, you know, at least two at a time, just so we can balance out the rebounding and not get pushed around.
Well, it sounds like a good group there. And, of course, as you mentioned, some good returning ball players as well. I'm sure that's made the job easier here in your first year.
Oh, absolutely. Having that varsity experience, they've went through the growing pains last year, and this year they can kind of hit the floor running. But, you know, we still got work to do. I'm not saying we're a perfect team, but they're striving to be 1% better every day. That's kind of been our motto. And, yes, I did steal that from Coach Sins's post-game interview after his state title game, but that makes a lot of sense. And Mr. Anderson always had that motto, too, get better every day. And that's what we're trying to implement.
What is it like for you as a coach to have to come through that system that's been so successful under Coach Anderson and Coach Weinfurter for so many years?
Well, I'd like to say I'm very lucky. You know, growing up as a kid, you got to see all those tremendous boys teams make it to Madison almost every year. And then, you know, I was fortunate enough to be on that 2000 state championship team. And I was even luckier to come back and coach with Mr. Anderson and Mr. Weinfurter. So, you know, the things that they instilled in me when I was younger, you know, it's the right way to do things. You know, work hard every day, be a character guy, and you just try to pass that, those same lessons on to these girls, and hopefully they can pass those down to their children.
Well, speaking of character guys, let's bring in Jason Zaleski for some comments and questions on Auburndale basketball. Jason?
A character isn't a card, I'm sure, is what you're referring to there. Josh, I want to go back to those first two games. I think that there's something extraordinary there that I want you to reflect on again, maybe differently. Your combined score in those two games, 125 to 35. I mean, that is unheard of, really. A running clock in the first game, as a matter of fact. So you said it was a little bit surprising. Why did that surprise you?
Just with only 7 days of practice and not any real film on our first opponent, Amherst, we were kind of just going back to what they had last year. And, you know, and they had some really nice players the last couple years, but they had graduated. But I thought they had some really nice players returning. But just the way our defense came out, they just looked like a pack of wolves, you know, just they're getting after it. And I hadn't seen that in practice. Athletically, I know we're a very talented team. I just didn't know about the mentality we'd bring. And boy, they really showed me what they were made of those first two games.
Growing up in the Marrowood, you know it's a tough conference. I think girls and boys basketball in particular, it's the best small schools conference in the state. Reflect on that and playing in that conference. I'm going to go back to the conference champ in a minute, but just tell us about that conference and how tough it is day in and day out.
Well, yeah, you hit the nail right on the head. You better be ready for a fight every night. You better be prepared and better be on your A game, because any team in that conference can step up and squash you. And they typically, in playoff time, when they go separate ways, different divisions, they generally make deep runs, no matter who it is.
I mentioned Assumption. They're the king of the hill. in that conference. They've also tore through their first four competitors. They're four games in. How do you, you know, we're getting ahead of ourselves maybe here a little bit, but, you know, how do you feel you need to compete against that? If conference champion is a goal of yours, how do you feel you need to compete against a team like Assumption?
Well, I mean, Assumption's a, they're a really good team, a really good program. Coach Klein is, and his staff has done an excellent job. And, you know, they look like a buzzsaw again this year in the games I've seen. We haven't really talked too much about it. We just want to take one game at a time. I know they're coming up soon, but we just want to compete in every game. And if we can compete in every game, we always have a chance. I guess we'll see when we get to that point. I think it's next week maybe. But, you know, if we want to be a conference champion, we've got to play our best basketball, and we've got to beat the best. And right now, that's Assumption.
A week from tomorrow, it turns out. I just looked. Not that we're looking ahead. Lastly, I like to talk to coaches about the schedule now. I want to ask you what hand you had coming in a little bit later, what hand you had in that schedule, and how you value the non-conference games to help you get ready for that meat grinder of a conference.
Well, this year I just kind of had to play the cards I was dealt, but the non-conference schedule set up great. You know, I think that goes back to Coach Owie. He knew what he had here, and he wanted to get his team ready. So he scheduled some tough teams like Stevens Point, Pacelli, and Bondwell, Almond Bancroft, who we play tomorrow night. They're going to be a solid team. Pittsville's really good this year, so. He knew what he had, and he scheduled accordingly to get this team ready to make a run.
And then lastly, for me, Gene, I want to go back. You know, there's a lot of talk about your sophomore class. There's a lot of talk last year about the freshman class who are now sophomores. Gene asked about it a little bit, but how will you prepare to deal with something like seniority playing time versus merit playing time?
Well, the good news is we're deep. And we're pretty even, you know, 1 through 11, 1 through 12. So the minute situation, the first two games, the way it's worked out, has been pretty similar. So I haven't had to worry about that. You know, and I think when you get into the course of a game, you got to look at rhythm and timing and just the flow, who's helping you, who's maybe on or off, and then you just adjust accordingly. Like I said, we haven't had to worry about that so far, but I'm sure that day is coming soon.
Competitive games are around the corner. Point totals will be close on the scoreboard, and you'll have some decisions to make. Gene?
Thank you, Jason. That's once again Auburndale girls basketball coach Josh Nagel. Again, Coach, how about your staff for this coming year?
Brandon Roberson has been with the program for a number of years. He decided to come back. And then we got Chris Damerill, who did some middle school coaching at Marshfield Columbus for a few years. And then Justin Rabb. And if you're an Auburndale basketball fan, you probably recognize that game. He was a real good player for us through the mid-90s and helped those teams get to state and get a state runner-up ball himself. So I like our staff. We're energetic. We're, you know, it's new for us. So I'm thinking the girls are buying in and having some fun, I hope.